Evil Squid Comics Podcast, Season 6, Episode 5. I'm Drew.
I'm Don.
I'm Scott.
That's probably Broom with somebody.
All right, anyway, we're Evil Squid Comics Podcast. We get together every couple of weeks, talk about comic books. Don won't shut up about anything except comic books. Anyway, here we are.
Oh, you just cracked a beer online, on air.
Scott just online, let a burp go. Air.
That's right.
Everybody make all the annoying noises possible.
I will literally punch you.
I read hardly anything, watched hardly anything.
I read hardly anything, but I watched a couple things.
Did I played poker this weekend, though.
Bam. Yeah, I lost my ass.
Who won poker?
Jeff and Steve, for the most part. Do we recall doing You Call It type stuff? You really should come to one of those.
Yeah, you really
should. Like, doing You Call It?
Yeah.
Oh, really, I like tournaments better.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I actually like You Call It.
Well, really? Well, then, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Keep your ass at home.
That's right. Stay home.
I appreciate being invited, though.
We don't want you there.
And you were like the only one that didn't even respond. Even Nick responded.
Yeah.
God.
I figured I didn't have to. You knew
actually,
that.
Mike Moore didn't respond either, if I remember right. So,
if Nick came, I would come.
I don't know.
Just get Nick to go. I'll go.
I don't know any of those dudes. I just see numbers.
Other than a Saturday, so in order to do that.
Well, it's not real appealing that's in your garage either.
Really?
Was it cold? Was it hot?
I think I thought it was freaking perfect.
It got a little chilly.
It got a little chilly towards the end, yeah. But, I mean, you just threw on a little jacket.
Were people smoking?
Yeah. That's why it's in the garage.
Was there a lot of smoke?
It's the garage. I watched a couple things. Did you go see Dune?
No.
Did you go see Dune?
Not yet. I'm going to go, I think, spring break week next week.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
No?
I'll probably watch it on Max when it comes out. I don't need to see that in a theater.
You absolutely need to see it in the theater.
Yeah, that's what people say, but
yeah,
they don't know me.
I don't know that I'm a big Dune fan in general, so it's
people
not like...
People are sad sacks.
But I hear that it's like really good, so maybe. But my wife has no desire either, so it'd be like me going to the theater, that's not going to happen.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I'm not going to get out of my... I don't know. I
thought you liked Dune. Didn't you, like, read the books? And
I do like Dune.
Jazzed about Dune?
I do, but, like...
And this is, like, a great interpretation of it?
Maybe
Did you like the last one?
Yeah.
Well, this one's supposed to be even better.
Maybe I just don't like going to the movies.
It sounds like you don't like going to the movies.
I don't know.
I think that's the key. You don't like the theater.
I think that's the key.
I think a lot of people don't care about the movies anymore.
I don't like paying
$20
for popcorn and a small drink.
Oh, you don't have to get popcorn or a small drink.
Oh,
you just go watch the movie.
No, I have. If my wife's with me,
like, don't take your wife.
We just have to get popcorn.
Go by yourself. That just does not seem appealing.
With extra butter. I like popcorn.
I saw Aquaman.
Oh,
so
did I.
Kingdom.
How was Aquaman
the
Lost?
Did you watch it?
I have not. You can spoil the crap out of
it. Oh, it is like the best DC movie ever.
So good.
It is really
best
good.
Thing.
Well, is this, that's cool.
It's the best thing since Aquaman.
Is Amber Heard in it?
It could be. Oh, she is. Quite a bit, actually.
I'm boycotting it. I don't like her.
I know. I didn't know she...
I like her actually quite
a
bit. So, yeah. I had no problem.
He likes...
Didn't she poop in Johnny
Depp's
bed?
He likes poops in his bed.
I do, so...
He likes to poop on his bed. She lied about what he did?
About pooping on his pillow?
I don't care. I mean, it's Johnny Depp. I mean, hell, he probably deserved it, so...
I like Johnny Depp.
Wow.
It's all good.
Yeah, I mean, it was all right. I mean, I liked, what's-his-face, his brother in this one.
Yes.
Jason Momoa's brother is in it?
Yeah.
Well, the
Aquaman's brother.
Aquaman's brother.
Patrick's
brother. Patrick Wilson?
Patrick. Is it Patrick Wilson?
That could be. I don't know. I've seen him
in
stuff.
I don't like that guy.
Movies.
Yes.
I don't like that guy.
Fine.
He looks a lot like a lot of other guys.
I mean, it was,
it was kind of a fun movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like a,
it was stupid,
an action type thing, but
it's
very
mindless.
It's very linear. You know where it's going.
Yep.
You know what's going to happen. It's pretty simple beats, you know, throughout, Jason Momoa wisecracks at every turn, mm-hmm. You know, it's so,
I enjoyed it.
I think a lot of it depends on if you like Momoa or not. If you don't like him, this won't change
your
mind.
I love Momoa.
And if you do like him, you'll probably...
He did this TV show called C that was really good.
Yes.
Everybody should watch that.
So,
it's the best show.
But I thought it was kind of a fun movie, and you know,
yeah, it was
but,
fun.
But it's pretty damn stupid. Yeah,
but it was fun.
I was going the same way. It's kind of dumb. It's not anything special.
We get done with it. And I was
sounds like,
I'm
not watching.
I was like, so what did you think? And she's like, that was dumb.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah,
it was dumb.
Gets a little carried away with their global warming crap or whatever and stuff, but yeah,
you're not selling it. Is it worse than Flash? It sounds like
actually kind of liked Flash.
I did too. It was okay. I would say that I would
like Flash better than this one.
Yeah, it may not be worth my while,
but I did. Strangely like this one better than the first Aquaman.
Oh yeah. Well, I didn't like the first Aquaman.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't either.
I thought it was like,
so I like not this very one good better. At all.
I think the worst thing about the first Aquaman, it was like so many people acted like it was good. Like that's what frustrated me. It's like it's pretty good. It's not even pretty good. It's not good at all. There's nothing good about it.
Really good.
Well, and it made like $1 billion.
But the
problem
with that first Aquaman is it tried to like jam everything in it. And and it was still following a little bit of the DC formula of the broken hero, dark, brooding, you know, type thing. Oh, my family is gone. I don't know what to do. Blah, blah, blah. And then he finds out more. And then there's all these other kingdoms. And now he's got to fight his brother. Blah, 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 blah. So he's trying to make this almost dramatic thing with that. But that's not Momoa. This one, they go, let's lighten it up. We know what Momoa does. He's funny. Whatever else. We'll make him a family man. Here you go. Boom, boom. What's that?
I thought the first one was pretty light.
I didn't think so. I mean, I think that's where the problem was. It was like this mixed bag. He would make a wisecrack, but then he's got to also act like, oh man, my mentor is here. I got to act serious now. Oh, I got to fight my brother and his thing. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, where's my mom? You know, type things. Oh, I found my mom, you know, this type of crap, you know, and whatever else. But yet all Momoa wanted to do was make wisecracks to Amber Heard. This time they let him just break out of that and they go, shit, we know what worked. We're just going to let you go out there and make a fool of yourself. Yeah, this is great, you know, type thing. So,
plus Boba Fett's his dad.
That is true.
Pedro Pascal?
No. That's everybody. That is America's daddy.
That's The Mandalorian.
Oh, I finished Last of Us.
Oh, speaking of.
It's good. Yeah. A little anticlimactic at the end, but it's okay.
It's coming back, isn't it?
I think
so.
I haven't. I want to go. I want to go play it now because I like the show.
It follows the video game pretty decently. I mean, there's some different little twists that they do, but
so I guess the second season or the second video game, which I assume the second season is based on, which I think I read that, is going to be like 10 years later or something.
It's a bit later, and Pedro Pascal dies at the beginning. Boom, the second video game. Freaking Joel. But so
spoiler,
who knows what they're going to do?
Good thing you got that Mr. Fantastic gig then.
That's exactly right. He got his next job lined right up.
Oh, that's the best news I heard. By Bob Iger. You know Bob Iger?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I didn't have to know.
Well, I mean, I know the
Disney
name.
Dude.
He's like the head of Disney.
Yeah.
He said they've canceled a bunch of projects. They're really focusing on quality control now, like quality over quantity, and they're not just green lighting every movie they could possibly think of. Yeah. And so they're like kind of...
Boo to them.
Kind of tightening the belt, sort of like actually saying, oh, should this actually be made? Or are we just going to make crap?
The guy at work was telling me he saw online or read online or saw somewhere online that the Nick Cage Ghost Rider is going to be in the Deadpool movie.
I would love that.
Right? That would not be surprising. I mean...
Doesn't really fit, though.
It doesn't fit, but it's Deadpool. Everything fits. Come on.
Yeah.
So they can throw freaking Batman in that movie, and I'm sure they find a way to fit. So,
but yeah, I'm still not too excited about the Marvel slate though, because we've got Fantastic Four, which I'm interested in, but then you've got the Thunderbolts, and then the Captain.
I don't know though. That's
Captain America and the what's it called? New World Order.
Yeah,
I was like,
that one's probably not so much. But come on, Thunderbolts got Florence Pugh in it. Right there.
So he cares about Florence Pugh. It's got Florence Pugh. He's like, yeah, it's going to be good. No,
so does Dune 2. So that actually means that I probably should go see Dune 2 as well.
Yeah, I can't believe
you haven't
seen that. Did you ever see Oppenheimer?
Of course. I said the thing in the theater. I mean,
oh, you
Jesus
saw that in
Christ.
The theater?
She's like naked in that one. That's like automatic.
Is that thing streaming online anywhere yet?
I think
Oppenheimer?
So.
Oppenheimer? I thought.
I mean, for free, not
I
like
so.
To buy.
I think so.
Huh. I'll have to see.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, so I told you early in January that I saw the worst movie of the year and I got it out of the way.
What was that?
It's like Good Grief, the one with the Levy guy who was in Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was like a Netflix film or something. Yeah.
I may have seen...
The second worst movie of this year?
I don't know. It's like it's close. And you guys Space probably Man? Already seen it.
Oh, probably several times.
Then. This is older. Oh, I don't know what possessed me to watch it. Hypnotic. Have you guys watched that one?
Who's in it?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, I might have seen this. So. I don't
know. It's got to be one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen. So the premise is like people can like just talk to people and hypnotize them and make them do whatever they want, basically. So it's like hypnosis but mind control. And yeah, it's pretty dumb. But what's weird is like it's one of those like, oh, it's a twist, no, but we really, but it's really this, oh no, it's really this. It's like M. Night Shyamalan twist, like on like steroids or whatever, you know, but just gets more and more ridiculous every time.
He sees dead people and his wedding ring falls on the ground,
something like that. Yeah. Nice. But it's directed and partially written by Robert Rodriguez.
Wow.
Oh, well,
so whatever happened to that guy? He used to make good movies.
Well, all of his movies had a certain style to them.
Yeah.
I think that style has kind of worn.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but he's fallen off the wagon. Not good.
Yeah.
So go watch Hypnotic and Good Grief, and then tell me which one you think is worse.
I'm not going to watch either one of them.
Mother sounds like, suckers.
You kind of sound like those raccoons on that one commercial. You got to taste this. It's so bad. You got to taste it.
Yeah, it's exactly. You got to watch these. It's so bad.
I haven't seen that commercial.
Don won't even watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Nope. What We Do in the Shadows.
Which is the greatest movie of the last 20 years.
Oh,
how bad was that?
I liked it.
Did you?
I thought it was done fine.
Okay.
Cool.
Pretty
good. Who's the director of that?
Ridley Scott.
I wondered if it was Ridley Scott. I know Joaquin Phoenix. Or
nobody
whatever.
Loves a historical epic like Ridley Scott.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I was going to...
It was fine.
In my mind, I was like, I think it's Ridley Scott.
It was good.
All right.
It was the greatest movie I watched this last 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, because I watched Aquaman and watched Napoleon.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah.
It is.
I rewatched American Hustle. Have you guys ever seen that?
I don't think I've ever seen that, actually.
You have seen it?
Yeah, when it first came out. I don't remember anything about it.
You should watch it again. It's pretty good.
You know what I rewatched that Barbara had never seen?
Nope.
Dutch.
I don't know what that is.
With,
Is that Ed O'Neill?
Al Bundy? Yeah, Ed O'Neill.
I've never seen that either.
He has to pick up the little kid.
I mean, I've seen bits and pieces. Oh, I never saw it.
His girlfriend's spoiled rich kid.
Why did you watch that?
Jeez.
I love that movie.
You love that movie?
No, I don't love that movie. I enjoyed it when it came out.
How was it the rewatch?
It wasn't bad. Like, it kind of held up.
Pretty good.
It wasn't as funny as I remember it, or as many parts.
You remember it being funny?
Yeah, it had some funny parts in it.
Huh.
It didn't. I liked it better than Aquaman.
Well, that's not saying much. Wow, you're really not selling Aquaman now. Whoa. I liked it better than Aquaman.
It had some funny parts. Anyway, we were on Max, and she was flipping through, and we were looking for something to watch, and it popped up.
And you're like, you gotta see this. This movie is
gold.
Have
you ever seen Dutch?
You ever seen Dutch?
And she's like, no. I'm like, you haven't seen Dutch?
I haven't seen Dutch.
So I haven't seen it in 30 years. I said, I can't guarantee it's gonna hold up, but let's give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot.
Wow. We also watched The Jagged Edge, which that one...
Does that hold up? I used to like that movie.
I was thinking The Cutting Edge. the one with the skin.
That's like Glenn Close and Jeff Bridges, right?
Yep.
Is that the one where like they wake up and somebody's murdered and there's like a court case?
Yep. And she's an attorney and starts dating him. The client.
Who's the attorney? Glenn Close?
Glenn Close is.
Who's the guy who's being accused of murder? Jeff Bridges?
Yeah. Of killing his wife.
And so she's dating...
Yeah, she takes him on. She takes on.
She dates her client?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not good.
I know, right? For lots of reasons.
I think that's...
Spoiler alert, he's the killer. She gets him off.
Yeah.
And then he tries to kill her.
Nice.
But she has a gun. And she shoots him dead.
Wow. Well, this is why everybody should own a gun.
That's right.
Interesting.
Have you ever watched... Do you have Max? You have Max. You have
I have
Max.
Your Max.
So there's a TV show called Newsroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever watch that?
I did
with
watch
Jeff
it
Daniels?
Back when it was...
I never even
Jeff
heard
Daniels?
Of it.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of something else. I never watched Newsroom.
It's a TV show. I think it's called Newsroom.
It was I never watched it. Is that the one that has that speech where he's like saying how horrible America is?
Yeah.
I hate that speech.
You hate that speech?
Yeah.
So you did watch the show?
No, I've just seen that.
He's just seen that aired over
and
over
again. It came out like 10 years ago.
It came out a long time ago, yes.
Well, I was thinking News Radio. I like that show.
Like News Radio.
I was like, I don't think...
We have started watching Newsroom, and it's not bad.
But it has that speech in it, right?
At the very beginning.
I don't like that speech.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't like
that speech. Where do you see the speech?
I don't know. They have clips of it all over the place.
Huh.
It's about how horrible America is.
No, it's horrible. America is not the greatest country in the world.
But it actually is the greatest country.
Not if you listen to his speech.
Depends how you define great.
And we're going to get greater because it's going to be Trump. Nikki Haley dropped out.
What does the word great mean?
Ooh.
Can you define great?
Highest per capita
freedom.
The highest GDP in the world.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
We're not.
Yes, we are. Who's higher?
I don't know. China?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Not we have the highest GDP. Even today, we have higher than China. Who has the greatest military?
We do.
Okay, so we would be greatest there. So we have the greatest military, we have the greatest GDP. What don't we have the greatest of?
Education.
We have the greatest education.
We are considered to have the greatest education, even though I would debate that about Europe. But supposedly we do.
The top of our education is the greatest. We just have a very wide...
We just have a wide span. The fact that we can't get free education is our problem there. That we can't educate our entire community.
What's that?
Healthcare.
Our healthcare is the best in the world,
It is
too.
The best in the world.
The problem is there again...
It's very expensive.
It's very expensive, and
it's still the greatest, though.
That chunk, but it is still considered the best.
Yeah. So what's not the greatest in America? Please tell me.
His speech, there were bunch of stuff.
I know, and he's full of crap.
I remember.
Yeah, I know.
That's because he's a Democrat.
No, he's actually not. he's down the middle.
Oh, whatever. If you say that you're down the middle, it means you're a Democrat.
His character?
I'm just saying, I'm not even saying America's the best. I'm just saying we're the greatest.
Gotcha.
Because there's a difference between great and the best.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not anti-American at all. I love my country. You're painting me in a bad light.
I'm just saying.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
What? You didn't watch anything else?
I watched Avatar: The Last Airbender on Netflix.
Oh, how bad was that?
It's better than the M. Night Shyamalan movie that I ever watched, but...
That you never watched?
Right.
But I know it's better. Yeah, it could be.
That is very true. I don't personally know that, but I know based off of what my dad, of all people, who likes every movie, said that movie was crap.
That movie was crap.
Dad likes every movie. So the thing is that I actually, Avatar The Last Airbender, once you realize they're basically making a kid's show that's live action, it's honestly not too bad. It's pretty good. You know, it just has some of those problems of being family-friendly, child-centric, you know, trying to capture some of that fun of the animated series. So I didn't think it was too bad. I mean, I made it through all 8 episodes, and I didn't, you know, I'd never once thought about, this is so bad, I got to check out. I was like, it's all right. So
there you go. Mediocre at best.
Yeah. So I started watching a movie that you two need to watch, and then we can talk about it. It's something you've probably already seen, so you're going to rewatch it.
Ooh.
Are you on board?
Rewatching something? Possibly. Yeah.
Heat.
Okay. If I find it, I suppose. It's probably on your Vudu or whatever.
Yeah, it's on your Vudu.
Yeah.
Is it anywhere else? Because I don't have your Vudu.
I gave it to you.
Yeah, I don't have it, though.
I'll give it to you.
All right, I'll see.
You want
like
to watch
a good neighbor.
I mean, that will take me like all week long to watch
it. I know,
it's
like a 3-hour movie.
I mean, Jesus Christ, it took me 3 days to watch it.
Oh, no, I was thinking... Okay, I know what Heat is now.
It's the freaking Michael Mann movie or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was thinking, what is the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
What?
Heat or something? Is that the name of it?
Heat or something.
Where he's like a Russian mob.
Red or... Heat or whatever.
Yeah, that's that. Whatever. Doesn't it have.
Yeah, I think
that's
it's...
what I was thinking of at first. I was thinking Arnold.
I'm not watching that movie.
Like a good
that
neighbor.
That movie's horrible.
Neighbor.
Cut. It's neighbor. That's what I said. Neighbor. Getting better.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Heat. So why did you want to watch Heat again? Did you already watch it?
I watched it back when it came out, but I haven't seen it since then. And I remember everybody's getting
this itch to watch it again.
Yeah, everybody says how great it was, and I really liked it when I saw it. But I remember it being very. I think I'll appreciate it more as an adult than as like a
the problem
young
with
adult
that movie is the fact that it's 3 hours long, and what makes it so great is that freaking bank escape part where they're having the damn battle in the damn middle of this damn city. Now that is a good scene, but that does not mean that that entire movie is fucking great. That movie is fucking long and it's pretty boring in a lot of damn spots.
But what's boring when you're 20, it may not be boring when you're 50.
It was pretty
whatever. Was I don't have that much longer to live, so I mean, come on.
It was the first time
I'll watch it, let you guys know. You don't have to watch it.
It was the first time Al Pacino and Robert De Niro actually met on screen.
That is very true.
After all the movies they'd been in together.
Godfather 2?
Yeah.
After all the movies they've been in together.
All the movies, huh?
But now they've been on screen a couple times.
Yeah, but that was the first. That was the big deal.
It was the big deal, was that, well, it was a Michael Mann film, and that freaking...
Weren't they in that horrible Righteous Kill movie together?
And then Al Pacino reached across the table and said, I got nipples, can you milk me? That was a horrible Pacino impersonation.
What are you talking about?
Meet the Fuckers.
Meet the Fuckers, but it was De Niro, so Pacino gave him the line.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
He was trying to make a joke.
I was trying to be funny. Don't worry about it. You're not the only one that doesn't get me. I might be the only
and
one.
And Robert De Niro. There's no Pacino in that.
I know.
That is true.
I was saying Pacino did it first to him, and then he stole the line. In the movie.
I don't think he did, though. Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
Jesus.
Wow. What a way to kill something that was halfway funny.
I got some...
Then it just got even just dark. Terrible.
I got some swampland I can sell you in New York.
Really?
Yeah, and a couple bridges.
Oh, I'll take them.
Nice.
How much? All right.
I watched Has-Been Hotel.
Has-Been Hotel.
Wow.
Never even heard of that. So, when you choose what to watch, Scott, how do you make your choices?
Usually I just go for something that I think that has the worst ratings possible.
Because I have this like long list of movies that I need to watch. And then you come up with a movie that isn't even on my list of like 100 movies I need to watch.
This one wasn't a movie. It's a series on Amazon Prime. It's an animated series. 30-minute episodes. There's only 8 of them. So for my short attention span, it works really good. I have no idea. My thing is... Well, here's the thing. If you look up Has-Been Hotel and you look at an IMDb, it's like ranked 7.8 out of 10.
Well, that's not bad.
But it's pretty good. You look at Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's like up there around the 75% to 80%, you know, type thing, certified fresh.
I'm just saying I haven't heard of it. I'm not saying it's bad.
The weird thing is that I liked it, okay? I enjoyed it. But after watching this, I'm thinking, how the hell is this thing that popular? Because I think I'm the only person that's in this demographic that would like it. Because it is a musical, somewhat. They have like at least 2 songs. It's kind of like theater music, you know, type things. It's animated, and they are cussing, like, all the fucking time. And it's kind of bloody, you know, for an animated thing. Blood's flying all the time. They talk about sex and debauchery all the freaking time. Drug use. I mean, this thing's, like, right up my alley. I loved it, but I have no idea why it is ranked so high everywhere else. Like, who else likes this show? People obviously, there's a like ton of people, but they found the right... I guess I am...
But it wasn't successful. Did it get like a second season?
I don't know. It very well might be, but because it's like ranked number 9 on Amazon Prime for like the top streaming things right now. So out of their top
commercials
10.
And all.
So, you know, like I said, I don't think it would be something. Actually, Don could like it because he has a bit of a deranged mind. So he might like it.
I don't think he likes musicals, though.
I know, but he might. It's not that bad that it may be a case where he'd find it funny. So. Yeah. I don't think you'd like it at all.
Thanks. Yeah, I'd take that.
But I thought it was good. I did enjoy it. Mm. My wife couldn't make it through it either. She was like, I don't know what you find amusing about this. So meanwhile, I'm sitting over there laughing. So, you know. I thought it was good, but.
Called Hotel something?
Has-Been Hotel.
Has-Been
Hotel. H-A-Z.
Wow.
B-I-N, I think. So, did you find it in there, or were you?
Even no, looking I'm looking up the MIAA still.
Why are you obsessed with that?
Because it's going on the same. It's going on the same weekend, and it's right there by Bartle Hall. Mid America Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Does this concern you or something?
Well, he's just concerned about parking.
Yeah, I'm concerned about parking.
When does it start?
There'll be parking. It's downtown.
March 6th to the 10th.
Oh, that's what else I watched.
March 6th to the 10th.
Yeah. I watched Bottoms. Did you guys see Bottoms?
Oh, no, but.
It's on. I think it's on Peacock or Paramount or something. Or maybe it's on Prime. I think it's on Prime.
I think it may be on Prime, I think it's actually, on Prime. Now that you say that.
You should watch Bottoms, Don.
I should watch that one, though, because that looks like it's up my alley.
Yeah, I think it's up your alley. You know, have you heard of Bottoms?
No.
So it's like these two lesbians are in a high school. And
already not interested.
And they want to get with the hot chicks. So they start a fight club.
Okay.
And so that's pretty much the premise.
Yeah, that's the premise.
How does it start in a fight club to get the
Because
hot
they get
chicks?
Like grapple and like grab on to the hot chicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a game at noon on Friday.
What does it matter? No one even knows what this tournament is.
The con doesn't even open until 1. So
what is MIAA?
Mid Association. Mid.
Who plays in that?
I don't know. The Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association.
Yeah.
Championship tip-off.
Yeah. What teams?
Let's see who's playing. Northeastern State, Emporia State.
Yeah, it's like...
Nebraska, Kearney, and Washburn.
So it's Division II?
Missouri Southern, Missouri Western.
Who the hell watches Division II basketball?
People that are in it.
Well, yeah, that's not that many. There's only like 20 people on a basketball team.
Pittsburgh State. Okay. Rogers State.
So you're worried about a Division II basketball tournament.
Central Oklahoma. I don't know.
He is worried about this. So okay. I'm sure there's going to be a good chunk of people there. I mean, there's a lot of parents that yeah. will go to these things. So
I don't know. Have you ever been to like a Friends game or like a Newman game?
No, I have not.
There's nobody.
Bingo.
There. I didn't think the people's. The case. I don't think the people's parents are there. Yeah. You're like at this game, and you're like, I don't think there's enough parents to cover all these kids. Gotcha. So, right. You is what it is, I guess.
It'll be fine. Yes, I am going Friday, but only Friday.
Are you going Friday?
I am going Friday, but only Friday.
Well, I hope I'll see both of you there.
Yeah, is it possible?
Maybe. Well, you'll see me.
Especially if you go.
Are you going with the wife?
Chris Grimes area. Yes, I am.
Cool. You'll see me there at 11. Are you going to make her wait in line for stuff for you?
Of course. That's
what are you trying to get, Scott? I don't even know.
Absolutely
you're
nothing. I'm actually just going to see He's Chris. Just so
I'm just going to hang out too. I'm
going to hang anything. Out a bit, and I thought maybe I'd get Glenn Fabry or whatever to sign my preacher, and
oh, nice.
Maybe I try to fill out my last spot on my Star Wars sketch cover.
Oh,
and,
nice.
But, I mean, there's no celebrity type things and stuff. And mainly what kind of happened was the wife said that she wanted to go up to Kansas City for something else. And I'm like, well, you know,
the MIAA.
Let's just go for it.
I was looking at the photo ops, like Ian McDiarmid or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like $280.
He's probably pretty pricey. Yeah.
That seems high for the Emperor. I mean, 5-10 years ago, Mark Hamill was only 100 and people were freaking out.
That was 5 or 10 years
ago. That was 5 or 10 years ago. Now freaking Mark Hamill is like 500. So...
Wow.
He is pricey.
Indiana Jones was in town.
I know. Nick saw him.
I saw that.
Nick did?
Okay. Yeah, I saw him at like a restaurant.
At Homegrown or whatever?
No, it was at a pizza place.
Fancy
pizza place.
Yeah, Nick goes to fancy places.
I know. What's up with that?
Well, he's got a girlfriend now.
Then he shouldn't have money.
No, he takes the girlfriend to fancy places. So
yeah, I know. He should have less money.
So yeah, because he's taking her to fancy places.
He does have less money because he takes
I feel like we're saying the same thing.
We are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You already talked about that book, The Infield.
I talked about issue number one. I finished it. I read the whole darn thing.
Oh.
Well, then I won't talk about it.
No, you can talk about it. I just thought you already talked about it.
Don't worry about it.
No, I want to hear about it now.
That's gone.
Wow.
I read a lot of stuff, but there's not a lot of stuff that
How's
I can
your
talk about.
How's your
I'm down to like a box and a half.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you making your pace?
No. Well, I don't know. Not not every day, but maybe it washes out.
Okay. Make up for some other days. No.
I mean, I'm making progress. I'm down to like a box and a half.
Nice.
I started with like 3.5 or 2.5 or something. Maybe it's 1 3/4. I don't know.
1 3/4.
It's less than two. Less than two long boxes.
Cool.
I'll get there.
Will you?
There's a lot of stuff in there I don't even want to read anymore.
So I ordered those books from In Stock Trades, you know?
Yeah.
And I said it took like 10 days for them to ship it. But then they shipped me everything but my Hellboy omnibus, which was the one book that I actually wanted.
I know how that goes.
But then they shipped me the Hellboy omnibus like a week later, like in its own box. I think they're losing money on this deal.
Yeah.
Are you putting stickers on my table?
It's coming off.
Well, that's good. Kinda. Is it leaving residue?
No. Not that kind of stickers.
All right, relax. It
doesn't even leave residue on the bottle.
Wow, stickers that don't leave residue? That's amazing. I didn't even know they had such a thing.
They do.
That bottle's a couple years old.
Oh, God, I thought you said 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months, 6 years.
God, it tastes like dog ass.
Wow. You know what dog ass tastes like?
No, but I have an idea.
Close and personal.
You have an idea.
I can use my imagination.
You smell it and then be like, it probably tastes like it smells.
Probably tastes like it smells. Get a mouthful of that. I still need to place my order for my Savage Dragon Ultimate Volume 2.
I'll probably get that in because it might be a month or so before we get it.
Yeah.
And that also might sell out.
Yeah.
The problem is they want the money when you place the order.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I understand how it works.
Right. You pay That's me my either. Problem.
Why is that a problem?
I'm broke.
Oh, you are broke.
Yeah, lawyers.
Do you have any money for me? Don't you owe me some money?
I do.
Do you have any money for me?
What am I up to?
I don't know. I think I stopped loaning you money, so I think you're whittling
Well, I'm sure
down.
You stopped loaning me money. And you didn't really loan me money. It was more for our comic thing.
Yeah, but I also paid for like some Kickstarters or stuff.
I know, but I think I paid you for those.
Well, I just put it all together, so who knows. But yeah, I hear you.
I owe Kim money, too.
You owe Kim money? That boy doesn't even have any money.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That sucker. I was trying to get him to come up to Planet with me, so I have to drive by myself on Friday.
You could drive with us, or if you were wanting to stay the night.
I don't want to stay the night.
Why not?
Because I want to get back.
For what?
For Barbara.
What for her? You going to miss her?
Well, yeah.
And to take care of her. 48 hours.
For her injuries.
She's okay.
Do I get to sleep on the floor, or would you make Zach sleep on the floor, or would you make me sleep?
Okay, so I was thinking about this. This is in terms of the the Heroes Con trip.
Yeah.
As well. Dude, we can just share a bed.
We could.
I mean, we're brothers. We've slept in beds together before.
Bring a sleeping bag.
Are you worried I'm going to, like, cuddle up to you or something? Because I
Spoon
won't.
You. No.
I'll bring a sleeping bag, though, so there's that barrier.
Are you that worried about it? I mean, seriously, what do you think is going to happen?
Nothing. I just thought it would be awkward. I'm not scared of something happening.
Well, what's awkward about it? We're brothers. I mean...
I don't know. I don't know. I was worried when we went because they didn't guarantee me a room with two beds.
Well, yeah,
because,
it's a little different.
And I was worried about having to sleep with Scott.
Yeah.
It's a little different because...
I understand.
But we're related.
Yes.
We're brothers. We grew up together.
I'm not, like, worried about it.
You kind of sound like you are. I'm just saying, it'd probably be okay.
Yeah.
It would probably be okay.
I mean that in sort of a facetious way. It will be okay.
Actually, I was thinking I might try to get up there early.
Have you seen the new previews?
No, I haven't got
Get up to Planet early?
But my order shipped.
Oh, that's cool.
And my new previews is my order. So I worked out a deal with Grind. He has an extra badge pass for me.
Yeah?
So I can get into the show.
Damn. You are such a stud.
I was thinking, since I'm only going to be there Friday.
You say you worked out a deal with him. You basically asked him for a ticket.
Yeah.
What was the deal?
There was no deal. I basically messaged Grind and I was like, hey, dude, thinking about going to the show either Friday or Sunday. I was like, do you have an extra badge? And if so, can you promise it to somebody else? He was like, I got an extra one. I'm like, can I have it? He's like, sure. I was like, sweet.
Nice.
It sounds better when I say I worked out a deal. Anyway.
It does.
Since I'm only going to be up there.
You did work out a deal. It's a pretty good deal for you.
Since I'm only going to be up there Friday, I was thinking I might, if he's going to be there early, I might get there early. And if there are other people that are there early, then I could go around and talk to them and not eat up my talking to them time at the show.
That's fair.
Because I usually spend a lot of time talking to people.
It's true, you do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. That's my downfall.
It's wow. My downfall. That's the best part of the show is talking to people. But, you know, you sure.
I actually
but I'm like you, I have room, no though. Plan. Yeah. I might take my sketchbook and maybe if, depending on what Mafood charges, I might get a Mafood sketch.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. I don't even know who that is.
But I was really planning
he
on
did the Clerks comic back in the 90s that, with Kevin Smith. He drew that. Okay. That kind of was his first sort
of... He's more kind of like an underground...
But now he's kind of gone to kind of punk rock, underground, kind of graffiti, cool. Kind of weird comic style. But that's kind of what he made his name on. Nice. That Clerks comic.
Yeah. I don't know that he's done a lot of mainstream stuff.
Nonsense. And he had his own book that he did.
Yeah, it's Image. Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts, yeah. But yeah,
sweet.
G-I-R-R-R-R-R.
Yeah.
Scouts. Yes. I'm not sure how many R's are in there, but
I think at least three.
There's extra R's so that there's no copyright
problem. Well, I do want to check out probably the board game room or whatever. Star Wars Unlimited, the new freaking paper crack game comes out. So probably check it out.
Cool.
Comes out on that.
I was going to say, I don't even know where the board game room is, but I think I was there last year with you.
Oh, yeah, we did go and play a board game.
We didn't play a board game. We went in there to sit down.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody else, the one place where there'd nobody be at.
Yeah, well, it's outside the main hall, so that helps.
Is this the one I gave you?
No, this is the new one. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, where did you get new ones?
I got it from the comic book store.
They give them to you, or you buy
them? I don't know if I paid for it or you. I just said, can I get one? He said, they shorted us on them. I'm like, okay. Is that the
Diamonds previews now?
I was like, well, do you have one? He's like, well, I can get you my last copy. I was like, do you need it? He's like, no, you can have it. It's like, okay.
Which store was this?
Prairie Dog. But I don't know if I paid for it or not. I was happy to pay for it. But it's $5 now that I say that. I just want to look through the previews to do my order. Because normally I bring my order in, because I've already done it online when I pick my books. I'm like, can I just mail you my order so that I don't have to email? Come back in? Yeah, email it. And he's like, yeah. Hmm. We can just email it to us.
I was
like,
did you get an order form?
I just make a spreadsheet, bro.
What? They do that?
I make my own. What you actually do is you go to Diamond's website, yeah, and you make like a Pullbox account. Mm-hmm. Then you can go through their catalog online and make like a list, like a wish list for that. And then you can export it as like a Excel file.
Hmm.
And then you can just email that to them.
Gee, Superman spotting Lobo. I wonder who's going to win that.
Oh, Lobo.
Lobo, probably.
Yes.
All right, so I guess we should talk about comics we read. Scott did not read much, it looks like.
I read something, I think the Goon thing or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't read that because I read get it.
The Midnight Show.
Oh,
yeah.
Lords of Misery. Yeah, did you ever get that?
Nope.
What the hell?
Nope.
Good Why God. Didn't you ask for it? I could have ran it over at Scott's poker game.
See, that was the plan.
And then nobody told me to play.
Drew didn't show up.
Well, I was never planning to come to poker.
Nobody told me the plan. I assume.
Yeah, we talked about last week. We were going to get it to you after I read it, and so I read it, and you never came and got it.
Never got to me.
But you were literally on my street, just down the street from me. All you had to do was swing by and get it.
I didn't.
Sometimes it's going to take a little effort on your part.
See, I didn't realize nobody said anything about effort from me.
Minimal. If you had just hollered, I would have brought it by.
I know. I will read it for next time, and you guys can spoil this crap out of it.
Nah, we'll just wait. It's not a big deal.
Oh my god, finally, they're doing a Crisis on Infinite Earths number one facsimile edition. Oh, and number two. They're doing it because...
They like money?
Well, that, but mainly because Marvel is doing it now with Secret Wars.
Oh, they're doing a facsimile of Secret Wars?
All of them. Yeah, one a month.
Really?
Yes. So now DC had to do it with Crisis. Are,
number five.
Yep. One a month. They're doing two a month.
They're pretty much doing a ton of facsimile editions. Marvel has one, two, three,
So they four.
Got four in this previews.
There's a Military Comics number one facsimile. That must be the first appearance of Black Hawk.
Or wow. Doing. I almost want to buy these facsimile editions, except they're like $5.
Yeah.
They should make them the old price.
Yeah.
Why do they have the price marked off? Because people will try to pay that?
And now they do. Yes. And now they do. They brought the chromium covers back. Now you can get the facsimiles with a chrome
what?
Cover.
Yeah. You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Nice.
It's a foil variant cover.
Foil, that's, yeah, foil variant. There you go.
You said chromium.
I did say
you don't
chromium.
Even know
I
your,
meant foil
you don't
variant.
Even know your words.
I know.
You're bad at talking.
That's what you guys needed for your Kickstarter.
Back,
a foil variant.
I think so.
Back in the day, they just did foil covers and variant covers, and the comic book market crashed. So they didn't learn anything, but now they're doing reprint facsimiles and putting those, what do you call them?
Foil variants?
Foil variants.
All right.
Ooh, Absolute Mr. Miracle.
So explain this to me, Don.
Mitch Gerards.
They've got a what-if variant cover. It's what if Donald was the duck called Havoc, and they did like a swipe of X-Men 58. Mm-hmm. But it's a variant for Amazing Spider-Man number 49. Mm-hmm. Why would they do an X-Men what-if with the... Donald Duck variant for Spider-Man 49.
Here's the answer.
Okay.
They've been doing a lot of these Disney variant covers. Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you do it like an X-Men book or something?
It'll
That's
sell.
What I would have thought.
The answer is money.
Why do you have double covers there?
The answer is money.
Double covers.
Oh, isn't that a cover?
This is an
cover?
Ad for the What If
it's
variant.
An ad for the What If variant cover of.
What's weird is the catalog has that, but then
so
it doesn't even list Amazing Spider-Man 49.
Oh, it's in there somewhere.
I'm sure, but wouldn't it be like the first? Wouldn't it be,
that's an ad, dude.
Wouldn't they put it like near the 49?
No.
Like, wouldn't they put the variant book is at?
You would think.
I would think.
The answer is money.
Okay. Well, they like money. I'm not sure
and
that's
people
gonna,
will just buy
I
their
kinda like money.
Covers.
I'm sure that's going to make them money, but maybe it will. I mean, it doesn't have a price on it, so it's probably $1,000.
It is. It's $1,000.
All right, let's talk about some comic book reviews. What we got?
Miles.
What we all
I
read?
I read The Midnight Show.
Was it as good as Don talked it up? Because it sounded
well,
good.
Don did talk it up quite a bit, so I would not say that I was as high on it as Don, but so here's the good. The concept is great. This needs to be Universal's next movie, to tell you the truth. When it comes to the monster movies, this is what they should have done.
Oh.
To really kind of get to that. Now, the downside is that it's maybe the four-issue type thing. It moves really fast. So it tries to move like it is a horror movie, like that hour-and-a-half time frame. And so because of that, characterization is out the window.
Gotcha.
And some of the cool fights that could have happened... You really don't get to see. You just know that these two are battling, and you really don't get to see much at all, you know? And so there's that disadvantage there of maybe me wanting a little bit more for what I thought was a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, so while the idea is, like, excellent, it's fantastic, I don't think it quite hit its potential.
Gotcha. It's because Brian Hurt didn't want to draw any more than four
And that
issues.
Could be. You know,
the art's insanely awesome.
The art is very good. Yes, the art is very good. And like I said, the idea is great. Just the full... It didn't feel like it was executed as well as I thought it should have been, you know, type things. There could have... There would definitely... the door was open for more.
It's just a very straightforward...
Oh, it is. Very
run
straightforward.
Run from the monsters.
Yep, run from... It's got that kind of horror type of
people
feel, you know.
Die
things.
Left and right.
Yep.
You don't know who's going to survive.
That's right.
I mean...
But... Typically, in one of those type of things, you know, you get to at least get a little bit more characterization of some of the characters, and you probably get to see a little bit more of the fighting, you know, between monsters and stuff, because they kind of build up, oh, it's going to be the god of monsters, you know, so they've all got to try to move themselves to the best, you know, and things like that, and you really didn't get that feel too much in this, you know, I mean, it's like they just had these things that kind of came here and there. Like I said, I liked the idea. I felt like the execution was so-so on it. You know, probably above average on it, but I felt like it...
felt it had more potential.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It was such a cool idea that it really could have been even more than it was. But I'm 1,000% sure it's just because Brian Hurt didn't want to commit to more than 4 issues.
That could have been. Very cool. Could have been.
But
it could have been it.
But yes, I enjoyed it. Thank you, Don, for letting me borrow it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Don, for letting Scott borrow it.
So are you going to buy the shit out of this? Doom number one? Jonathan Hickman and Sanford Green?
I'm not even going to buy
that. That's like the dream team right there.
But do I need a Doom book? I don't know why I need a Doom book.
You need it because Jonathan Hickman and Sanford Green are doing it.
I'm a little annoyed Jonathan Hickman isn't doing Black Monday Murders or more Three World, Three Moons.
I don't know what Three World, Three Moons is.
I know you don't.
Helverine? Oh my God. Wow. That's what we need. Ghost Rider Wolverine. Dude, look. Look at the flaming claws.
Yeah, what is that? Ghost Rider Wolverine?
Called Helverine, man.
But why would it call Helverine? Would it be like Ghost Wolverine or Ghost Rider Wolverine?
Because you demanded it.
I did not demand that.
Because you demanded it. The return.
Show me the letter where somebody demanded Ghost Rider Wolverine.
It's the return of Helverine.
They don't even have letter columns anymore. So I don't know how we're demanding anything. Was that on social media?
When a demonic force known as...
I bet it was a bot.
Bagra Ghoul first came to Earth, it brought Logan and Ghost Rider together to hunt it before it possessed Wolverine. But now, in the present day, what event will put Helverine back on the streets and is slashing his Hellfire claws for good or evil? And introducing the all-new Hellfire Warriors...
I read Strange Girl Omnibus, which took me a long time to read.
It appears so.
I'm not even aware of
Rick Remender. Well, I mean, it looks very thick, and it's Rick Remender, so those two together. Granted, you know, what the hell was that one that he, why can I not remember the...
Seven Days to Eternity?
No, the Thirst for Vengeance, but...
Righteous Thirst
for Vengeance. Yeah, that one. You know, now that one was Remender, and he didn't get very wordy, and he let the art speak for itself. But that's one time out of, like, probably a half dozen things I've read from him that he wasn't wordy on.
Well, was my hope. This was, like, the first thing he did. Creator-owned.
Oh, good God. So I'm sure it's wordy as hell.
But
he probably,
like,
beat you over the head on some type of
thing. But, like, Fear Agent... was his second work, and it wasn't really wordy, I didn't think.
Okay.
I didn't remember it being real wordy.
It was a very good story.
It was a good story. But I don't remember it being super wordy. And so I was thinking, like, I thought he's been getting wordier as he's gone on. So I thought since it was early, maybe it wouldn't be that wordy.
Okay.
It was still pretty wordy.
Okay.
And the concept is one that he feels very passionate about, so he really...
Oh, he probably just beat you over the head.
Because I believe he's agnostic. Like, he doesn't believe, or he doesn't know if there's a God or not.
Okay.
And so, but anyway, the concept of this book is there's this girl, and she's like a skater girl.
Is she a bit strange?
I guess. I don't know. She's like a skater girl, but her family and her brother are very Christian. And she goes to church with them, but she's not, like, really into it like they are or whatever. She's kind of, like, into punk rock music and skating and all that. She's not a bad kid. She's just a kid, right?
Okay.
And so the rapture happens.
Sweet.
And all of the Christian people who follow God get pulled up to heaven, and all the people who are not followers are left behind. So the rest of her family goes up.
Right.
She gets left behind.
Okay.
All right. So fast forward 10 years later, demons are pretty much ruling the earth. They've all, like, come from hell, and they're kind of, like, you know, taking over and running everything. And she's working for, like, a demon named Belal or something. Well, anyway, she found, like, his spell book, and she's figured out how to, like, do demon spells and stuff, too, so she can do, like, magic and stuff. Well, and she's befriended this other little demon guy. Like, his name is, like, Blodo.
He doesn't really look so little there.
If you look, he actually is kind of little. He's shorter than her.
Huh.
It's a weird drawing.
Weird. Okay.
Short. But yeah, when you first see it, it's like this big hulking guy. But then you look again, it's like, he's like, she's like taller than him.
Big head.
Yeah, he's like stout, but he's like short. So anyway, she runs away from her demon master, Belal, and she hears that there's like a ways to get into heaven, like a gate that they need to go to, but it's across the world. I think it's actually in Vatican City or something. And they're like in Boston or some stupid place or something. So they got to go a long ways. So it's like a long road trip thing between her and her friend Demon going across America and then trying to get to this Heaven's Gate.
Okay.
But there's lots of, you know, talking about God and how could God like leave people on this earth with these demons if he really loved everybody, you know, that kind of, you know, okay. All the sort of the question, all question the theological religion and how this could happen, blah, blah, blah. You know, why would God do this? How could a loving God, you know, all that kind of, you know, kind of runs into the ground. But, and I did, so that's okay. Not that bad, really. But I didn't really care for the art.
Oh.
It's by this Eric Wynne guy, and he's got like, this is what it looks like for a lot of the book. It's just not my style. It's not bad. It's just not really what I find aesthetically pleasing, really. It's just kind of, it's very kind of edgy, kind of, you know, it's just not my thing.
Hmm.
And then it changes art a lot. Like then in the middle, there's a different artist. Near the end, he got like a different artist. And so it's like, it's got, and then there's some fill-ins as well. So there's like probably five different artists throughout it. There is one issue by Jerome Apena, which is really nice. But it probably could have been done in like 6 issues, but it takes like 18. And he introduced, as they go across the country, they run into some other characters that they kind of throw in. And they're fairly good characters and stuff.
The people on the run, you know, and whatever.
Yeah, they're going across this wasteland of thing. And it's kind of funny. You're like, well, I thought the whole rapture thing was after 7 years, God was going to come down and judge the rest of the world and, you know, bring the rest of people up to heaven or whatever. And then banish the rest to hell or whatever. Like, that's the idea. But it's been 10 years. Well, apparently the demons have been fending off God's hordes from coming back down to earth. And so, like, there's this big battle between the demons and the angels trying to vie for power or whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I did like the ending. She actually, at the very end, are you going to read it?
No.
Are you going to read it, Don?
No.
At the very end, she does finally have her, like, in encounter with God, and they have like a conversation, which I thought was fairly well written and interesting, you know, basically talking about, she's like, why, you know, God, was this way, why would you do this, blah blah blah. So it was interesting. But and there's a pretty cool intro by Remender kind of explaining why he wrote the book and where his head was at and his different views about religion and all that jazz. So it's interesting. But yeah, I'm a big Remender fan, and so I'm kind of a Remender completist. And so I kind of wanted to read this to see how it was. It's not, in my opinion, his strongest work, but mostly because I think the art wasn't really my jam.
Yeah, there is a lot of mixed art type stuff.
The very final artist, I kind of liked. He was, his style wasn't too bad. It was kind of a simple, kind of almost Chrisamney type.
But there's this one kind of in the middle that's kind of got this little bit of a almost Magnolia.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different styles in there. None of them are horrible. But the first chunk is that Eric Wynne, and I'm not really a fan of that style.
But yeah, then you got this one. This one's probably more not as much my style.
Yeah, there are some fill-ins there that are kind of weird, too.
You probably like some of that.
I did not care for that issue art. Yeah, I didn't care for that one. It wasn't my deal.
Everybody's got their own.
The best part about the New Mutants 98 facsimile edition is it's a new printing.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Which means that it's already had an original printing and it's gone back to a second.
Oh, a second facsimile edition.
A second facsimile
edition. Do you have to say a facsimile edition is a new printing? Like, are they going to start being like, this is the first printing of the facsimile edition?
Apparently they are.
And this is a second printing of the facsimile edition.
Apparently they are.
And so make sure you don't think it's the first printing of the facsimile edition.
Yeah, you got to get them all, dude.
I guess so.
God, there are a lot of words, though, in certain spots, aren't there? So have you had this for a long time?
I just got it.
Okay.
It came with my Hellboy order that they sent before they sent Hellboy. I have a ton of crap to read now because I got the Hellboy Omnibus and then I got the Deadly Class Compendium.
Nice.
Isn't that like 60 issues?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to read that.
That's all in one book? How fucking...
It's like a phone book, dude.
Oh my God. The binding, I can't imagine like those.
They do those compendiums all the time.
I know, but do they fall apart?
No, I don't think so. They're bound pretty good.
Hmm.
I also got Something Is Killing the Children.
Can you read?
The first hardcover.
Yeah, I want to read that.
I just started that before podcast, so I'm about 3 issues in.
Cool.
The only thing about that book...
Can you read the gutter in that compendium?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
In the compendiums that you have read,
can you read the gutters? Yeah, it's fine. I think they space it to where you can, you can read it. I mean, they think about that, right?
You would hope that they do, but that doesn't necessarily... Dude, feel how light these are. They're newsprint. They're awesome.
I love it.
I know, right? I wish they were all like this. I've been doing like stuff with I moved all my comics around.
Yeah, the newsprint ones are light.
Oh my god, yeah, the old comics. Mm-hmm. Like, I could grab a whole handful of stuff and you don't feel anything. And then you grab a handful of the new stuff and you're like, oh my god, so heavy. Feel how light that
is. Well, lifting boxes, like in Comic Cons and stuff, I've also realized like a box full of trades is way heavier than a box full of comic books. Yeah. Which you wouldn't think, it's the same amount of printed matter, right?
Not if they're hardcovers.
Well, even soft covers of trades are super heavy. Because I think the paper is just thicker. Like thicker.
Really print it with it?
Mm-hmm. Not really. Not necessarily thicker, just I think it's you don't have the covers to break it up or whatever, you know? So I think they just cram more stuff in there.
Mm. So I finished up The Enfield Gang Massacre by Chris Condon and Jacob Phillips.
You have four and a half minutes to cover
that Texas Blood team.
It's
pretty good. I like it. It's really bloody. I really like Jacob Phillips. He's coming along, I think. I like his artwork and stuff.
You see what's important to them. It's really bloody.
It is bloody.
One of the best things that
it's based on a true story.
Well, I don't care about that.
Are you going to read it?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Are you going to buy the trade or do you want
Absolutely, I'm going to buy the trade.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be I didn't pre-order it, though.
Then I won't spoil. Huh? Then I won't spoil. I mean, it's basically spoils.
I forget. Well, it's an Enfield Gang Massacre, right?
Right. Yeah. So you're pretty...
Kind of, do they get massacred?
They do get massacred. There's a neat little way that they kind of wrap it up. It's interesting, too, at the end, because he does... he has a little thing at the end, and he's like, I really hope we stuck the landing. He's like, I think we did. I feel like we did. He was like, so, I thought he did.
But yes. I think I must have missed the trade for that.
You missed the trade for it?
So I'll have to get it off.
You should get it. Or something. It's good.
I was going to get this New Burn book. Did you read that one?
Yep.
I did. It went away forever.
Yeah, but then they only existed volume 2, and so I need volume 1. What's the other book Jake did? That what'd you say it was? Inkle the Blood?
Texas Blood. That's Jacob Phillips on New Burn?
Yeah. He did New Burn, he's done this book, and he did Texas Blood. He's doing a bunch of crap.
I didn't know that was New Burn.
So I need to get some of his stuff.
Yeah. That's a cool cover.
The Gun Honey?
Yeah, the Gun Honey. Yeah. That's a good thing. That popped up on the cover of previews.
Yeah, that's definitely what you want on your cover of previews.
Hell yeah.
Making parents happy everywhere.
Kids don't read comics.
I know. All right. Let me stop.
I am ordering it.
All right. Is it my turn? I read... Donald will be so excited.
I am going to be so excited.
Orphan and the Five Beasts by James Stokoe.
Wow, I haven't even finished that yet.
Really?
I have all these issues. I read the first one.
Well, I'm going to give it to Scott.
Is it pretty awesome?
And then you can read it and we can talk about it next week. But I'll talk about it now. Nice. It's pretty fun. So the basic... It's your typical kung fu type movie thing, but with awesome James Stokoe art. But there's this master, and he's got a student. And basically he tells her a story that he trained these five guys. And they took what he trained them on and became evil beasts in the world. And she needs to go down and hunt all five of them down and stop them from using his kung fu for evil purposes.
Ooh, the Fabulous Five.
Yeah. And so it's like, I thought it was 5 issues, but it's only 4. And so I'm like, I don't think she's going to get to all 5 beasts. And so by the 4th issue, I'm like, oh, this is only 4 issues. And then I'm like...
There's another trade.
There's got to be at least
I don't think 4
more issues. Because she only got to 2 beasts in this bad boy.
Oh, God.
And there's 3 beasts left. So it could be... No, I was like... So I don't know if he's going to wrap up in 4 or maybe he's going to go like 12 or something. I don't know.
Well, that's been a while since I came out and there hasn't been anything else.
Well, I think he's working on the next one. I think he takes a while. It only came out in like 2022 or 2023. Yeah. I think it ended... But the art is amazing because it's James Stokoe and he just adds so much detail and his style is really fun. But she fights 2 of the beasts and they're both pretty different and interesting and it's super violent and super over the top and bloody and kind of just crazy stuff. But
fun.
It was fun. It was entertaining. Like I say, if you're squeamish, it's not for you. It's pretty...
I like blood.
Do you?
It's pretty. Yeah,
it sounds like it's right
it's
up
pretty
your alley.
Bloody, and I don't know if I'd say grotesque.
I like blood, and I like Stokoe.
It's got some weird stuff.
Stokoe
stuff. Stokoe's good. Stokoe. But yeah, no, it was fun. Orphan and the Five Beasts. Volume 1.
Actually, I'll read it for next.
Yeah, Scott can read it, and then you both can read it, and you guys can talk about it. I guess I already talked about it.
Did you ever read Night of the Ghoul?
I don't know what that is.
It's by Scott Snyder and Francesco.
I'm not a huge Frank Avella fan.
Oh, wow. I think this must have come out. I feel
like he's like a poor man's Zirit.
I think... Wow.
I'll just take my Zirit.
So on the back, it says Comixology Originals.
Nice.
And I think it must have been printed digitally or released digitally first.
Yeah, so what happened was Snyder did a deal with Amazon or Comixology when Comixology bought Amazon. Mm-hmm. And he did a bunch of series.
Comixology bought Amazon?
Amazon bought Comixology. And so he did a deal with them, and he was doing some digital comics, and then they published them. Gotcha. I believe that came out through Dark Horse, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Dark Horse was printing all of the originals.
Like $5, but it's like there's two parts in each issue.
Yeah.
So it's probably like 6 issues, but yeah, 3 books.
Because each part was only like 10 pages or something.
No, it was more than 10.
12.
I mean, it's a thick book, dude.
All right. Well, that other book was that way from Snyder. What was that one we read, Scott? We Are Demons. Yeah, that was a comic.
You guys have read that?
Yes.
I have it. I haven't read it yet.
And then that other book we just read with Francis Manapul, the one Clear, that was a Comixology original.
Yes, I read that one.
So like a bunch of his books are Comixology originals.
This is weird because what did I talk about last time?
Anyway, there was Night of the Ghoul.
Yes.
Frank Avella and Scott Snyder. Is Scott Snyder a better writer now? Because we talked about how we haven't been real impressed with his stuff lately.
Well, this is older. I did like this, but it's creepy, whatever, but it's not very it's not that original in the sense that the premise of the story was that what you just read, that was like a lost movie, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is the same thing, and that concept is not old. Like, I've listened to podcasts like that's like, oh, there was like, we made the worst horror movie possible and it got destroyed.
Tried to bury
and
if it.
People ever see it, like, they'll lose their minds. And
you that know, is
like,
true. There is some of those aspects of things out
so
there.
So this, it's weird that I read that and then read this, because this is almost the same concept. So it starts out with a guy, a father and his kid, his teenage kid, young teenage, 10, 12, somewhere around in there. I guess that's not teenage. Anyway. It's whatever.
Whatever, Don kid. Says.
And they start out, they're going, he's dragging his kid to this, where somebody lives and they're dying, like an old person's home, but like they care for him, like medical care for him.
Okay. Like a home?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay. Like anyway, a hospice?
Sort of.
Kind of.
So anyway, they're going. He's taking his kid there because he's telling him that this is like, he must be like an insurance agent or something. Or he tells him that he found out. So this guy that they're trying to find and go talk to, it is from 19, like they made a movie in 1946 and it was a horror movie and it got destroyed and it was lost, and so this guy has tracked the old guy down, and he believes that he is the original director of the movie. So of he's course. Going to try to talk to him. So he goes in and talks to him, and the guy starts telling the story. Well, and then it flashes back to, like, the movie, which is based on, like, something that happened to him, like, in World War II. And so a bunch of Americans or whatever, like, they storm this castle or whatever, and there's like this demon that lives in the castle, and it's like killed everybody, or the city, and it's killed everybody in the city. Well, the way that you guys are never going to read this, right?
Probably not. Okay. I'm kind of off of Scott Snyder.
Yeah. And you don't like Francesco Francavilla anyway. So, so the whole thing, they twist it to where like the guy is the good guy, and the hospital are like the evil doctors that are like trying to kill this guy, right?
Of course, yes.
Because he's the bad guy.
He's so bad.
Well, you find out that or because they're the bad guys, and so they're trying to kill this guy, right? Okay. Well, it flips that he's actually the bad guy, and they're all there to, like, save, protect the world from him.
Okay.
Okay.
Because back in the day, the story was based on him, and he got possessed, and there's, like, this demon or whatever that possessed him and came back and killed a bunch of people. And it's still in him, and then at the end of the movie, at the end of the book, like...
You said movie.
At the end of the movie, at the end of the book, the guy gets... He transfers the demon into, like, the either the kid or the guy. So, like, it's one of those spooky endings. Like, yes. It's not over. The demon's still alive. He just transferred to another person or whatever. I mean, it was fine. It was fun. It was well done. I enjoyed it. But I like Francesco Francavilla's artwork. And even though I felt like the story was... Obviously, I had just read something that is kind of
wheelhouse.
It was different. The very beginning premise was the same, but the stories took different.
Yeah.
Different enough that they were okay.
They were okay.
Right. Yeah. So, but I enjoyed it. It was good. It wasn't the worst thing I read this last 2 weeks. How about that? How about that for a review?
It's great. I read not all.
Is Scott done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He had one thing.
Not all. I thought you said he had a couple.
Nope.
I don't know that I ever said that.
Oh, okay.
I think he was referring to the goon that you didn't read.
Not all robots.
That was true.
I read not all robots.
Did Michael Straczynski write that and Mike Diodato Jr. draw?
No, it's actually...
It's AWA. Those are the only two people that work for that company.
Mark Russell wrote it and Mike Diodato Jr. drew it.
I know it was Mike Diodato Jr.
It's a very interesting book. So it's like the future and robots have basically been... sort of perfected to where robots are doing pretty much all the labor and all the jobs. And so humans are left kind of without jobs. So in order for a human household to survive, each house has their own robot, which goes out into the workforce and earns money for the house and then comes back. So the robot's kind of like your worker bot.
Gotcha.
And the family is at home. And so... The robot's like the breadwinner of the family. Mm-hmm. And the robot's kind of like part of the family. But yet, they're not really happy about it. The robots aren't really happy about it. The humans aren't really that happy about it either.
Robots don't dig doing all
because,
the work.
Like, every once in a while, one of these robots, like, goes wacky and kills their family, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't happen all the time. Just every once in a while, it glitches out. Just, you know, like, acceptable losses type of thing, you know?
Just every so often.
Just every so often.
Acceptable losses.
Acceptable losses. So that's your basic premise. So there's like humans that are like kind of like revolting, like organizing against the robots. But then it turns out like six businesses or humans are the ones who came up with this concept and kind of helped bring robots into the world. And so they're pretty much... What's that?
Can I see that or do you need it?
I don't need it. And so these six humans are basically own all the commerce because they basically own the supply of the robots. And so they're like the Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, the people who are like the gods or the corporate overlords of the world because they own all the money and all the control of the robots because they invented them and they own the companies that make the robots. So it's an interesting social commentary. It's not... too bad as far as writing goes. Like, it's not really overwritten. There's really not a lot of action. Like, nothing really happens.
Slice
of life. Action wise, it's not really slice of life. It's more like it's kind of like 1984 or Animal Farm, that kind of thing. It just feels like more of like a, you know, metaphor.
What is this Mark Russell guy done? He sounds familiar.
He's done a few things, but I don't know what he's done.
I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
this book has it all, dude, because it's an Eisner Award winner. It's a Ringo Award winner.
It won the Eisner Award.
It's got a foreword by Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, it won the Eisner Award for Best Humor Publication.
Did you laugh your ass off?
I didn't laugh a single time while reading it. But it's kind of like that sort of satirical humor. Like, it's not like laugh out loud. It's more like kind of like, oh, that's kind of clever. You know,
what did it win the Ringo Award for?
I don't know actually, but
okay.
Anyway, but yeah, it was not bad. I mean, I didn't mind it. It's only 4 issues. It's pretty quick. Yeah. It's not super wordy. It's got words, but I mean, it's not like hit you over the head with anything.
Right.
But yeah, it's probably worth checking out. Scott should probably read it. And if that sounds at all interesting to him.
I like Diodato.
I mean, I don't know if it's quite his thing. I think he'll have some interesting insight into it. So I think it'd be interesting to get his take on it.
I am reading the new Captain
America. That is not the 1,000 issue of Amazing Fantasy. I don't think there's been 1,000 issues of Amazing Fantasy.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I want you to tell me that you agree.
Well, I do agree.
Okay, thank you.
Because I don't know where they came up with this either. But I was going to say, I have been buying and reading
all the 1,000 issues. I read
the first 5 issues of the new Captain America by Straczynski.
Oh, yeah? How bad is that?
It's all right. It's not bad.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's not good.
So most of these, what's this, 60?
They should have just stopped making Captain America comics after Brubaker was done.
They should have.
Actually, that Remender run wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was good. Was that Romita?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good.
But they should have stopped after that.
So normally these are like, you get maybe one good story out of these and then the rest are all crap.
Like, yeah, that's like a Savage Dragon anniversary issue.
Yes. actually, I kind of enjoyed
almost
all of it. Yeah, but I don't remember any of the stories.
Okay, so you'll make the review real quick.
But it's fine. I did enjoy most of it. There was like maybe one that I didn't really think was very cool. There was one by Neil Gaiman that was really kind of tear
heartwarming. Jim Chung did one.
Yeah. Stegman.
Stegman did one of these.
Yeah. It's pretty good for the Spider-Man anthology. It's one of the best ones I remember reading.
Wow.
For a long time.
That's not saying much.
Well, no, it isn't.
They broke out the bank on the arts, though.
Yeah.
The artists. They got Michael Cho, mm-hmm. Jim Chung, Ryan Stegman, Olivia Coipel,
yeah.
Giuseppe Camunicoli, Terry Dodson, Marco Cicchetto, and Steve McNiven.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive. How much did this cost? $2,000?
Yeah, it was $2,000. Because I got the variant cover.
Wow, it was only $8. I would think it would be $9.99 with that group of artists.
I think it's been out for a couple of years. They weren't quite up to the $9.99 price point. You should see when that came out, because I'm way behind on stuff.
You should see when
it came out in 1997.
It was in 1997. I didn't even thought of that yet. It's 2022, Don.
Okay.
It's not that old. It's only, but it was before inflation really started taking off like crazy.
It's so. October 2022, so a year and a half.
I enjoyed it. I wasn't quite
Hickman
sure.
Hickman wrote one of these.
Yeah. But the Neil Gaiman one is the only one I really remember.
With great
And it's him... Oh, as a kid reading and...
Did Neil Gaiman put himself into the comic?
He did.
Oh, wow.
He did.
That's a little egotistical.
Into the comic.
You want me to write a Spider-Man comic? All right, but I'm going to be in it, okay?
It's a personal story about like how Spider-Man was one of the first comic books that he read and got him into comics.
Yeah, I didn't care about that.
He was thanking Spider-Man for being there for him.
Yeah.
And getting him into that million-dollar business where he makes bank.
Yeah, screw Neil Gaiman.
Yeah. Game.
Wow.
I enjoyed it.
I'm going to do a Sandman reread like Scott did a few years back. Now it's been long enough. I think I can do it.
And you
can
do it.
Not repeat too much.
I don't know that you'd repeat anything I say.
We should do it together.
No, Scott just read it like a few years ago.
But me and you should do it there together.
Then we leave Scott out.
But we leave Scott out of a lot of stuff.
But not like our group reads.
No, we won't do it as a group read. It'll be extracurricular for me and you. We'll still do a group read.
If Jesus. I still had it, I'd actually read it again.
You got rid of it?
You
read it a second time and you're like, dude, I'm done with this.
I don't even for the most part, but I gave it to my daughter. So it's not like it's like gone. You know, it's still in the family. So it's
still in the family.
I want Scott to read this book.
But it is my daughter. It's in Michigan, so it's not like I can just haul her up and say,
you can't.
Hey,
have her mail it to you.
Have you seen postage?
One book at a time.
Exactly. That is not a smart idea.
What do you have it in?
I don't have it.
Oh. How are you going to reread it?
He's going to check it out from the library.
Okay. I thought you were serious.
About what?
Doing a reread.
I would, but I'd have to buy it. Okay. Because Scott doesn't have his anymore. He gave them to his daughter. I think I borrowed them from him the first time.
I have all the only way
you
I
have. You have all the issues, right?
I have the absolutes.
Oh,
I don't wow. Those.
I don't want to give you them.
Why?
Because you don't take care of stuff.
I take care. Wow. I don't take care of the books that fall apart when you open them.
Wow, here we go.
I was reading this book, Don. It fell apart in my hand. I can't believe you destroyed that. Dude, I was just reading it. It's like I was wiping my butt with it. I just was trying to open it so I could read it. And it's like... Sorry that Vertigo had shitty binding on all our books. Have a word with Jason Aaron at Play at Comic Con. Why did Vertigo bind your books like garbage?
Pretty sure Jason Aaron didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, it's his name on the book,
though. It is his name on the
book. Well, I think he had something to do with it. Because his name was on it.
Yeah, I'm not all right. I'm not loaning you my absolutes.
So La Pacifica. This book came out in...
This does not look like something I want to read.
No, I think you'd like it. No, Scott. This came out in
1994. Those were the days, weren't they?
So,
there's this... Exactly, because I'm pretty sure
30 years
either
ago.
Drunk or stoned.
There's this guy and this girl, and they own this motel called La Pacifica. It's weird, because at one point she says he's like her cousin, but then it seems like they're romantically linked. So I want Scott to read it and let me know how he interpreted
no,
that.
No, I'm not going to read this.
But anyway, you're totally going to read this. This is not slice of life, dude.
It sounds
not slice
like of it. Life.
So anyway, they own this motel, and one day this guy just comes here with like a couple machine guns and just shoots up the hotel and like kills everybody at the motel and injures the guy, and then the girl gets away without any injury. But he kills a bunch, he kills like 15 people, and the guy gets injured.
Gonna get the Rebel Moon action figure set.
Hell yeah!
And get them signed at Planet Comic Con.
That's probably true.
I don't think they're gonna be out in time.
Damn it, Don! Why are you trying to tease me? So anyway, so the guy who gets shot, he has trouble dealing with this random act of violence, and so he does a little research into the guy who shot him up, and starts to kind of like dig into his past to try and figure out what motivated him.
Of course.
And he finds out that he was dating this girl who sold him, like, a car. He was kind of obsessed with this girl. And so the guy starts following the trail of this girl. And it turns out, like, this girl just, like, hooks up with these guys. And then these guys go crazy and just start shooting people. They either shoot people or shoot themselves or both. And so it's basically him tracking down the trail of destruction this femme fatale has left in her wake.
Cool.
It's pretty quick read because it's only 3 issues. Each issue is only like 80 pages. And they're smaller, so you don't have as many panels.
It's only 240
per page.
Pages.
But see, each page only has like 3 panels, Scott.
Because
it's like a digest
size. It's like freaking tiny ass stuff.
No, not at all. So anyway, it's basically him. And so like the girl that he's with, he becomes obsessed with tracking this chick down, so she just like says, dude, you've lost it. I'm going back to the motel. Let me know when you're done getting this out of your system.
So it's a guy that's falling for a bad girl.
It's like a femme fatale story.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
How many issues like of something is killing the children in that first book that you
I assume
just
it's
got?
Like 10
I think
to 12.
It's like 6. Yeah. Oh, is it a big thing then?
It's a hardcover.
I think it is 12. Okay. And just think, you'll only have 25 more to go after you read that. Because 37.
So where did you get this?
Yeah, where did you get that?
Where did I get it?
Yeah,
well, I mean, it looks like I bought it. It looks like it's been worn and read like 5 times.
Did you buy it back in 94?
I think it's just the style that Paradox Press books.
Huh.
I think I got one of them in 94, and then I picked the others up like over Comic-Cons over the years or something.
Really? So you've had this like forever? Is this part of your purge pile thing?
It is part of my purge pile. I'm thinking of keeping them, though. I kind of like them.
Huh. Okay.
If you read the first one and you hate it, then just don't finish it.
Yeah,
it's not much of an
commitment. That is so tough for me not to do.
Seem okay with it.
Like I got a barrel through.
I brought this. I bought this.
You brought this?
I bought this, and the main reason that I bought this is because it has an Ed Bickford cover.
Oh, that's cool. Scout Comics. Cool. Did you buy it off, like, through your order?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, ooh, Ed Bickford. It's called Blood Run.
Yeah.
It's a one-shot.
Did he just do the cover?
He just did the cover.
That's kind of disappointing.
I know, right? But you got to support your guys.
Oh, my God. Just shoot me now.
The artwork in here is kind of interesting. I kind of like it. It's kind of Mafood-ish.
Okay.
This is kind of what Mafood kind of looks like. Kind of, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of Mafood.
I mean, it's like a poor man's Mafood.
Fine.
It's a poor man's Mafood.
Cool.
It's co-created and written by Evan K. Pozios. Co-created and illustrated by Stefano Cardoselli. And cover art by Ed Bickford. So, basically, this is Death Race 2000 or whatever in Death a comic Race book form.
2000.
It's just crazy characters, and they have a race, and they try to kill each other.
Oh,
and
nice.
They do a lot of killing each other.
Well, that's good.
It's called The Blood Run.
That's
where they get the name of the
it's
book.
The Blood Run. It's not the Death Race. It's the
it's
Blood
the
Run.
The Blood Run, yes. It was fine. I mean,
fine.
It's probably better than
a lot
see,
of
I do
colors?
Like the blood. See that? Chop that head right off. That's a lot of blood. You're not even looking at the blood.
Oh, yeah,
I think
is a...
Drew could draw
rub
that.
The blood.
I he could not draw that. That. No, it's harder than it looks.
And it's... Oh, yeah, the ending was kind of neat. It had a little twist at the end that I forgot about. That was kind of cool. It's fine. I'm glad that it was a one-shot. But it was a fun little one-shot. The art's kind of interesting. And it's got a cool Ed Bickford cover. I should probably take this to Planet. I don't... Is Ed... I don't even know if Ed's there.
He doesn't set up there, usually.
Huh?
He doesn't usually set up there.
That's true. LaValle is.
LaValle is.
Bickford is not.
No.
So
Tom King did a Penguin book?
Yeah.
Did you buy that?
Nope.
It looks horrible.
Yep.
Why does he keep doing horrible, like, Batman-adjacent books? Like that Gotham Central...
He needs money?
And Penguin? Did you read Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow?
No, I don't know what that is.
I heard good things about that.
Is that like their black...
It's Tom King.
Is it... what do you call it?
I don't think it's Black Label.
Black Label.
I don't think it is. But I don't even know. DC's branding is so weird now.
I know.
They should just stuck with Elseworlds, but they don't want to.
What the heck was I reading? I think it was a Black Label.
Yeah.
But it might have been... Like,
but he's got to sleep. He's yawning over.
They do some Black Label books that are comic book sized, like prestige formats.
Yeah.
And then they do some. Aren't the Black Labels
usually like
the magazine or oversized?
They used to be. I think they stopped that though.
I was reading. Oh, I remember what it was. It was that the last Tom King thing. It was the Newsboy Legion or whatever that brought in and talked about that. What was that?
Vaguely.
Danger Street.
Yeah.
And that was Black Label.
Yeah.
You think. But it got so annoying because, like, there was a lot of swear words in it.
Yeah.
But they didn't print the swear words. It was all the, what do you call that? The symbols?
Yeah.
For a swear word?
That's annoying to you?
It was so excessive.
Oh, because there's so much swearing.
And then I'm like, isn't this a Black Label book?
Yeah.
Like, why are they not printing the swearing in a Black Label book? Because isn't that the point of the Black Label?
I don't know what
like,
the point of the Black Label. Was the one where we saw the bat penis, can... was that a Black Label book?
Yes.
Was that, like, the first Black Label
I book? Think it was.
So I guess if they could show bat penis, they could probably put a swear word in
it. Right.
There.
But it, like I said, I don't know what it was. It just got so annoying because there was so much of it. And I'm just like, why are we not
I don't know, Don.
Printing profanity?
They don't want to offend anybody. Book. Maybe it was bad profanity, like the words you can't say.
It was all of them.
Like, all of what?
Ass, but...
No, maybe it's the ones you can't
shit,
say anymore.
Fuck.
There's stuff you can't say anymore?
Yeah, we won't talk about the podcast. So.
I didn't know.
Alright, so...
Voldemort?
Alright. Anything else? I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Since Don didn't read the Goon slacker.
What? We're not going to talk about it?
Go ahead. Oh, did you want to?
I don't care. Talk about
Don's
it.
What did you think?
Care. He's not going to read it anyway.
What did you think of the Goon?
Read it.
What do I care? Lords of Misery.
I liked it. Yeah. I thought it was more in line with, you know, some of the other type of stuff there, you know, and things.
Yeah. It wasn't as funny.
No.
It was more like a straight kind of action-adventure
story. It was very straight action-adventure. Kind of had the things. Had your, you know, the three of them together. Not a whole lot of one-liner type things. It's here or there. But yeah, it was pretty straight, you know, type things. The action-adventure type things. But it also didn't get too dark either. No. You know, at all. You know, it kind of just said, yeah, here you go. It kind of set him up with a story. It almost felt like very, almost Hellboy-ish, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Hellboy. So, yeah. I'm not sure why that book even needed to exist. I guess to get
I think it's to try to be this in-between, because it sounds like he goes back to
Lonely Street. Yeah. And that's what the new series is.
So.
But the new series came out before that book.
Before this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was just doing something to fill in the in-between.
Yeah.
Because at the end of one, he is off and leaving. Correct. And then all of a sudden, and probably the other he's probably there.
And so they want to bridge.
So the bridge for what he did in the in-between time and why he decided to come back. So he did something there.
I just didn't think it was that compelling.
Oh, no. But I thought it was enjoyable. I mean, yeah, I found it better than probably that last one that we read, the where noir. It was all by the different...
it's better than that. Well, the art was amazing because it was Powell doing all the art.
Well, and it was him writing, I think, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So, he always writes them, I think.
So I think you know, that's always a bit better.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. All right. That's all I got. Anything else, Don?
Nope.
All right, Scott, any go backs?
I got nothing.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.